The Gospel of John tells us that the disciples were on the sea at night and a strong wind was blowing. The sea had become rough and they were terrified, and that they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat and wanted to take him into the boat. He responded, "It is I, do not be afraid." And immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. Evelyn Underhill, back in 1945, in a book entitled The Light of Christ, said that sometimes we are in the middle of the lake and the storm breaks, usually from a quarter we don't expect. And we're doubtful whether the little boat is going to stand it. We feel helpless, she wrote, making no progress, and we are inclined to say, "I have gone to bits, I have no help, no support, this cannot be the spiritual life." And we begin to lose our grip. She says it was like that when Jesus walked toward them and the wind ceased. The situation was transformed by his presence. One way or another, life brings every Christian soul this experience. God in Christ intervenes between us and the storm that threatens to overwhelm us. His power is brought into action just when our action fails. He comes to the rescue of those caught in the toils of circumstance. We find ourselves laboring at the oars, most of us struggling against a headwind to keep our sense of direction. Natural surroundings and our own weaknesses are too much for us. They come down on us without warning and drive us off our course. And it's just then, above all other times, that the miracle of prayer happens. We do not always recognize at first who or what that steadying, peaceful presence is that enters the little boat of our souls as it pitches and tosses on the waves. But somehow, the wind does cease. And the reassuring pressure does come. He enters the ship and overrules the storm and sends peace.